Mosia Hashemi has been released.
The court offered her a ticket to Denver and she threw it back in their face and stayed in Washington DC to attend the protest and speak against the oppressive, racist, Islamophobic regime of America.
What they're trying to do is to intimidate, to instill fear in each and every one of us. That don't stand up for your rights, that they can do whatever they want at any time. But I'm telling you that, believe me, I have seen it and I have felt it and I have gone through it. That true power comes first and foremost from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And having that belief and knowing that ultimately Allah is in control. I have one life to give. We have one life to live. So make it count. You want to take my life? Take it. But before you do, I'm going to give it all I have.
Remember, America, while being shamelessly boastful about freedom and equality and justice, is in reality a nation which rose to power through the genocide of one race and the enslavement of another. And today it imprisons people with impunity. By the end of 2016, approximately 1 in 38 persons in the United States were in correctional institutions. And while many of these may have committed crimes, many have not. The fact is that America is a police state built on the sustained oppression, indoctrination, and incarceration of people. It is a pharaonic system which thrives off imprisoning people like no other system on earth. If all prisoners are counted, then in 2008 the US had around 24.7% of the world's 9.8 million prisoners. And the institutionalized racism in America is disgusting.
Stand up for the oppressed. Do not sit taking down what they have been doing against so many of the oppressed people. Why is it that in the jails here, that 98.5, if not more, the people I saw were Black Americans?
Now, we do understand that law has to be applied and used, but never should it be misused, and that's precisely what happens in the USA.
Instead of coming to me with a subpoena, as they say, that I was supposed to be a witness, oh, come and tell me, come and ask me. Don't put me in shackles. Don't put me in shackles and say, oh, but you're not being charged with a crime. Don't take me down to FBI headquarters and take my DNA and say, but you're not being charged. I told them, I don't want you to take my DNA. They said, no, we have to. I said, but you told me I'm not being charged with a crime, but we have to take your DNA. I'm against you taking my DNA. But the swab came in my mouth and they took my DNA. What are you talking about when you talk about human rights? Where are the human rights?
America is the incarceration nation, and anyone who tries to reveal the USA for what it is will get blacklisted and harassed by the FBI. Those who don't get assassinated get kidnapped and imprisoned, and there are plenty of political prisoners in the USA. America, just like the Pharaoh of the past, likes to show how it can arrest whoever it wants, whenever it wants, without justice, accountability, or repercussions. Now, why did such a corrupt system as the USA, which is rampant with racial, religious profiling and discrimination, which does not tolerate any real voices of opposition, why did the incarceration nation release Mosia Hashemi in less than 2 weeks? I'll tell you why. It's because Allah decided so. And why did Allah decide so? While there could be many reasons why the US regime was pressurized to release her, one thing is for sure. The fact that you used the power that Allah gave you on social media and in protests certainly had a significant impact. If we had not reacted the way we did, do you really believe that America is somehow a merciful system that would have released Mosia Hashemi so quickly? No. You did this. You mobilized. You got together. You were vocal on social media. You used the right hashtags. You worked together. And now look at the result. This is why Imam Khamenei has continuously emphasized for us to be soldiers of the soft war, the psychological and media battle. He said cyberspace can become an instrument for slapping the enemies in the face. And that's exactly what you beautiful people did. You have proven Imam Khamenei's words to be correct when he says that every time that we rely on the revolutionary spirit, we make progress. He said, whenever we relied on the revolution and the revolutionary spirit, we move forward. Whenever we fearlessly oppose oppression and we stand up against the oppressor, we move forward. One step closer to that great change, to the rising of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. And every time that we become fragile, we become limp, we become weak,
we delay that great change. The Holy Quran tells us that among the believers, those who stay at home without a good reason are not equal to those who strive in the cause of Allah in person and with their property. You left your homes to protest, and if you didn't leave your house, then you used cyberspace and social media to be a part of that battle. So may Allah bless you. When they kidnapped one of our sisters, you didn't make excuses. No, you mobilized, you got together, you organized protests, and you were united. And because of that, you sent out a clear message to all the enemies that if they mess with one of us, they mess with all of us. You solidified the words of Imam Khamenei when he says, Dorani bezano darro tamam shode, that the era of hit and run is over. The era where the enemy thinks that it can just strike us and go on as if nothing happened is over. Nope. We won't stand for this tyranny any longer. Even if we had virtually no help from any of the mainstream organizations, we relied entirely on Allah. And look at the results. Allah gave us victory, Marzia Hashemi walked free, but the battle is not over. Remember, this was never about Marzia Hashemi, as she says herself. The American regime and FBI, even if they apologize day and night, they will never be able to compensate for the list of human rights violations that the US regime has perpetrated over the course of the last 200 years. We have to learn from this experience and recognize that if we continue to act in a revolutionary manner, Allah will continue to give us victories, even if the so-called superpowers are against us. Back then, the BBC reported, Iran says, US illegally detained reporter Marzia Hashemi. See how they say Iran says? Iran said. Maybe Iran's wrong. Oh, you can't trust Iran. This kind of detached language is precisely what they use in order to distance people from the truth. With just two words, it automatically creates a reason for the public to doubt the story. And of course, the word detain.
I was kidnapped. Make no mistake. It can be called whatever they want to call it. But I was kidnapped from the St. Louis airport. That fortunately, my son Reza was with me. Otherwise, who knows what could have happened. You can disappear. You can be made to disappear very easily. And then a case can be sealed. And so there's no way that you can find out because of national security. They can say that it is legal, but I know all freedom-loving people from around the world know that illegally detaining, or I will say kidnapping, transferring, shackling, imprisoning, taking off my hijab, and so many other things, they can call it legal, but we know that it is not legal.
Criminals get detained. Marzia Hashemi is not a criminal. She was not detained. Marzia was illegally kidnapped. But alhamdulillah, we didn't need the BBC. Here's what our brothers and sisters did to the BBC building. I mean, just look at what America is doing right now in Venezuela. I mean, it can't stay on one country. It has to make enemies everywhere. The only people who conform to America are the nations which are afraid of America. People inside the USA are chanting, USA, shame on you. People outside the USA are chanting death to America. I think people globally are sending out a very clear message that people generally will no longer tolerate being intimidated by anyone, especially first-rate idiots. Imam Ali alayhi salam tells us that fighting in the way of Allah is good. Enjoining the good and forbidding the evil is good. And better than all of this is to utter a word of justice to a tyrannical ruler. Inshallah, that's exactly what Marzia Hashemi and those who spoke up for her did and will continue to do until America ceases its oppressive ways and releases all those who have been unjustly imprisoned and compensates the families of all those who have been murdered by the FBI and CIA and stops its arming of Saudi Arabia, which continues to bomb the innocent people of Yemen. We can push the USA and its allies to stop their murderous, tyrannical ways home and abroad using social media, the very platforms which they created to distract us. Isn't that beautiful? Now, all these black rights, civil rights movements, the feminists, the social justice warriors, the mainstream media, all those who shouted their lungs dry when Khashoggi was murdered by the Saudi regime, who stand up for women's rights, etc., who go out protesting, where were they when our sister Marzia Hashemi, a black, Muslim, woman, journalist, was kidnapped? There were ripples of some voices here and there, but for the most part, we were alone. The revolutionaries were alone. And alone, we managed to create such a momentum through social media that compelled the US to consider her release. How beautiful is that? It's poetry. It's a blooming serenade to the reliance on Allah. Not only did we fight and win, but we did it alone. And I'm not saying that we shouldn't work with other groups. We can work with other groups. But what I'm saying is when you have Allah, you don't need to rely on anyone else. And the bittersweet reality is, as Martin Luther King said, in the end, we will remember not the words of our enemies, but the silence of our friends. This was a test. And inshallah, those who rose to the challenge, who spoke up and were determined to see Marzia Hashemi walk free, passed that test. Now, look at those who did nothing. Look at those who claim to be following Islam. Some of them even preach Islam, whether they're scholars or not. They were silent when a Muslimah was kidnapped. They knew what was happening. It happened before their eyes, yet they were silent. They said nothing, they did nothing, and were nowhere to be seen. Even some of those who are, generally speaking, active on social media, suddenly they stayed put. These people behaved just like the people of Kufa. Look at them, whether they work for Islamic channels or if they have Islamic organizations, institutions, doesn't matter. Whether they claim to be scholars, doesn't matter. How much did they do when a sister was kidnapped? Look at them and their silence. Now, you should know that if you are ever kidnapped, or if somebody in your family is ever kidnapped, or if the oppressive authorities ever come for you, these very people who were silent and did nothing for Marzia Hashemi are the very same people who will do nothing for you. And by the way, there may have been many people who, when they heard about the atrocious kidnapping of Marzia Hashemi, they felt really bad and they prayed for her in their hearts. And that's really good. May Allah bless you as well. But we have to know that that's not enough. Imam Ali tells us that among the Muslim community, there is he who disapproves evil with his hand, tongue, and heart. This is the person who has perfectly attained the virtues. The one who only opposes evil with his tongue and his heart has missed out on using his hands. The one who opposes evil with just his heart has missed out on two other blessings, namely his hands and his tongue. So, especially if we believe in the coming of Imam Mahdi and we want to be the best that we can be for his sake, we have to learn to oppose evil with our heart, our tongue, and our hands, meaning with action. Look at all those who, in these days of mourning for the sake of Sayyida Fatimatu Zahra, the daughter of the Holy Prophet, a woman who was wronged, who was assaulted, whose rights were taken away. Look at all those who, instead of applying what we know happened back then to today's era, were caught up in the sectarian narrative instead. A select few sectarian-minded Shias cursing Sunnis. A select few sectarian-minded Sunnis making videos mocking the Shia narrative. All this going on while a woman, a Muslim woman, her rights are being violated, she's being kidnapped. And these guys are just caught up in the sectarian narrative. Imam Ali continues, then among them, there is also he who does not disapprove evil, either with his tongue, heart, or hand. He is just a dead man among the living. Did these sectarian-minded people not see that there was a living example of oppression and injustice and tyranny taking place in front of their own eyes? They did not use their hearts, their tongues, or their hands to oppose a real example of evil taking place before their own eyes. They are like dead people among the living. Now, those who weep for Sayyida Fatimatu Zahra because of her being oppressed, but fail to recognize the oppressed of today are just like the people of Kufa. Caught up in their own confusions, these people convince themselves that their tears are enough to take them to paradise, and because of this, they don't stand up for the oppressed. Sayyida Zainab, the daughter of Fatimatu Zahra, curses such sentiments. Well now, do you weep, O people of Kufa, people of deception and perfidy? May your tears never cease, and may the resounding of this calamity never stop. Your similitude is she who unravels her yarn, disintegrated into pieces, after she has spun it strongly. You make your oaths to be a means of deceit amongst you. Is there anyone among you who is not one to boast of what he does not have? A charge of debauchery, a conceited liar, a man of grudge without any justification? Submissive like bondsmaids, or feeble before the enemies? Just like a pasture in relics, or like a dirty piece of cloth on a grave? Truly bad is that which your souls have committed. You have reaped the wrath of Allah, remaining in the chastisement for eternity. Do you really cry and sob? By Allah, you should then cry a great deal and laugh very little. For you have earned nothing but shame and infamy, and you shall never be able to wash it away. She said this because the people of Kufa recognized the oppressed, but failed to do anything about it. In today's world, people recognize America to be the great Satan, and yet they do nothing about it. They recognize those who are oppressed, and yet they do nothing to help. Brothers and sisters, the battle between good and evil has not ended, it's just become more evolved. It was about Nimrud and Ibrahim. It was about the Pharaoh and Musa. It was about Abu Sufyan and the Holy Prophet. It was about Yazid and Imam Hussein. And in today's world, it's about America and Iran. Don't let them make you think that this is something political or nationalism. It's not. In the time of Musa, do you think there weren't people who said, oh, you know what? That's something to do with Egypt. I'm not going to join that because I'm from Turkey. Look at Salman Farsi and others who joined the Holy Prophet from different places on the earth. They didn't do it because the Holy Prophet was Arab, and they didn't refrain from it either because he was an Arab. It wasn't about that, but rather it was because it was the right thing to do. Today, the forces of good and evil have formed entire governmental systems. This is not merely a clash of nations. This is a clash between two ideologies which have been at war since the day one of the sons of Adam killed the other. What we are witnessing is the emergence of the arrogant, oppressive, brutal, warlike system of Dajjal and the great Satan versus the emergence of the resistant, courageous, freedom-seeking system of the Prophet Jesus and Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. If you have not, even now, recognized this, even though it's a shame that Sunnis are recognizing it while some Shias are not, that non-Muslims are recognizing it when some Muslims are not. If you still haven't recognized it, and if you are not opposing the oppressor with your heart and your tongue and your hands, then God help you. Alhamdulillah, countless people have recognized this, Muslims and non-Muslims, Sunnis and Shias alike, and they are striving with their minds, bodies, and souls for the sake of the truth. Inshallah, you amazing people will be the helpers, the soldiers, the servants, and the representatives of Imam Mahdi when he returns. May Allah bless the Islamic scholars who stood up for the rights of the oppressed, especially Sheikh Osama, who was there and provided guidance for many of the supporters of Mirza Hashimi. And may Allah bless everyone who was with them.
We are Muslims in Islam. If you hear a man call out, oh Muslims, help me, you must help that person. If you do not respond, you are not a Muslim. Is that Islam teaches us that we defend the oppressed. God Almighty has told me I will stand up against the oppressors. If the oppressors are the FBI, I will tell the FBI that you're going wrong. If it's the U.S. government, we as Muslims have the right to disagree with domestic and foreign policies.
You going out there in the cold to protest, even if your fingers were freezing, when you gripped your placards, when you lost your voices from shouting, when others tried to dissuade you or persuade you not to speak up for the oppressed, when your accounts got blocked on Facebook and you created another account to come back and continue shouting for the sake of Mirza Hashimi and for the sake of the oppressed. It is because of what Allah inspired you to do that the US regime was pressurized into releasing our sister within just 2 weeks. That's the power Allah has given us if we only believe it. If we move forward in a revolutionary manner, if we are steadfast, if we are patient, then Allah will help us to overcome all oppressors. Palestine will be free. We will see the end of the siege against Yemen. We will see the collapse of the Zionist regime. We will see the end of a global tyrannical US hegemony. And we will see Sheikh Zakzaki walk free, inshallah.
The Imam actually came at a better time in history, just as the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was reported to have said, this is a hadith, that I came in the best time of human history. At the time the Messenger of Allah came, the world was dominated by two powers. I don't know whether they were called superpowers at that time. The Persian Empire in the East and the Roman Empire in the West. At that time, we might say that the world was in darkness, and a drop of light somewhere appeared in the desert of Arabia, until it culminated in smashing the two powers, East and West. The Imam came also at a similar time, when you have the dominance of two ideologies, the capitalist ideology in the Western world and socialist and communist ideology in the East, and the rest of the world was made to see which side to belong to, because they have already defined the world. The communists, they have a problem about religion, which they coin as opium of the people. This is the saying of Karl Marx, the religion was an opium of the people. The Imam came and he changed the equation. We used to believe that religion was an opium of the people, but you are religion, you are Iranian religion, now showed it is a religion which is being used to wake people up. Opium means to make people sleep, but now we believe now your religion is makes people wake up. It's because it's the same religion you use to make a revolution. The revolution led by Imam Khomeini has taught us about the power of people. It has impacts elsewhere outside Iran. The reason why Imam succeeded is he has based his teachings on true narration of what is truth, through message of Almighty Allah to entire mankind through his messenger. I heard someone was saying they need their own Khomeini. Look, the world needs only one Khomeini, and it has one. What remains for the world is to follow the teaching of Imam Khomeini. You cannot talk of Imam Khomeini being a former leader or an older leader. He's still the leader. And alhamdulillah, he has got a successor in the person of Sayyid Ali Khamenei Hafizahullah, where the teaching of the Imam continued as if the Imam himself is alive.
Imam, Imam Inqilab bood. Qudrat-hay maddi ham ke nisbat be Imam hambare ghazabnak budand, asabani budand va albatte mi harasidand az Imam buzurgvar bishtar be khater in sifat bood, sifat inqilabigari Imam.
I came in the best time of human history.
حق دارن بترسن